Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Second down and 20. Stafford to the air. Rolling out to his left. Throws on the run in the end zone. Touchdown! Anquan Boldin!
Yeah, Matthew Stafford's favorite target last season. I'm not going to lie. I didn't think it was a great signing at the time. Anquan Boldin would be a guy, by the way. I didn't think Anquan Boldin would have much left, and he truly did end up being a major difference maker for Matthew Stafford in that offense. Very, very surprising to me. Kyle Bogey here with you. Whoa, Joe, with the night off. I'm sure he's enjoying this lovely holiday. Been talking about Matthew Stafford, and we will move on momentarily. A lot of ticket texts, though, that I want to 7136, and if you want to get involved, 248-539-9797, always the phone number. And Jim Caldwell basically just said, look, Matthew Stafford is on the rise. You know, there is still more there that we haven't seen out of Matthew Stafford, basically indicating Stafford's entering his prime, and this is going to be an opportunity for him to take another step as an NFL quarterback, as the Lions quarterback. Are you buying that? Or are you kind of like me? You just feel like he's plateaued at this point. A few ticket texts at 97136. I'm perfectly fine with Stafford being good and not elite. Matt Ryan was one first down away from winning the Super Bowl. See, and that's a great point. And look, I do think that with a lot more help around him, you can have success with Matthew Stafford. I don't think that he's like this major detriment or anything like that. I think Matthew Stafford is a competent, you know, NFL quarterback. But people like to say that Matt Ryan was a guy, you know, that wasn't, you know, very good and spent like, you know, 8 or 9 seasons as, you know, just an okay or average NFL quarterback. And then all of a sudden last year became an elite quarterback and put that team on his back. That's not true, though. Like, Matt Ryan is, in my mind, a completely different story. You know, that's a guy who was leading his team to the playoffs, I think, each of his first 5 seasons, or like 4 out of the first 5 seasons. Not to mention his numbers, touchdown to interception ratio and all that. Pretty damn good. You know, before this past season, you know, once Atlanta kind of figured everything out and, you know, actually were able to field a much more competitive team in a quote-unquote good enough defense. You know, yeah, Matt Ryan went through some issues in the middle there because Atlanta traded away half of their draft to get Julio Jones and just said, nah, screw the defense. We don't need one. And it certainly hurt them for a little while. But Matt Ryan's been playing at this level for quite some time. Here's one at 97136. Lions have never had a top 16 running game in this century. Well, since Barry Sanders. And that's honestly, that's a great comparison when you look at how the Lions haven't been able to replace Barry Sanders since he walked away. Will the Lions be able to replace Calvin Johnson now that he's walked away? You know, I go back to that just because, again, Calvin Johnson was such an asset and such a weapon for Matthew Stafford. If, you know, somehow he's able to get better without Calvin Johnson, I'll sit back and I will absolutely apologize and I will say and credit Matthew Stafford for what he's been able to do. But you don't get better and improve when you lose an all-pro receiver. You know, one of the most dangerous weapons of his generation. You just don't. And I can't expect that Matthew Stafford is somehow going to be able to do that. Jay and Wayne, Calvin was here before Stafford and the Lions sucked, so Calvin couldn't make those QBs good. Stafford is really good when given time. I like his game and say, yep, he's on the rise, especially if he leaves the Lions. Well, I don't think he's going to leave the Lions. And look, I understand, you know, Calvin Johnson was clearly here before Matthew Stafford. Then Stafford, of course, gets added to the mix and, you know, both of them kind of ended up taking off, you know, at a certain point. But the Lions were a much bigger mess. I mean, you do have to remember, and this is part of the reason why, you know, you do kind of have to credit Matthew Stafford. They were 0-16 when he got drafted. You know, the previous season, that's why they had the number one pick. That's why they went all in on a quarterback and went with Matthew Stafford. So I just, to me, that is, it's hard to kind of put that on Calvin when he had no one throwing the ball to him and the Lions didn't have anything else. Another ticket text here, 97136 from Matt. I think Matthew Stafford is achieving a lot of things here, and he's a big talent. I think he's going to hit his stride as far as being efficient and smart. He's had all the other tools all along, and this, I believe, is what's going to propel him possibly into the elite status in a year or two. And Matt, that's fine if you believe that. I just, you know, it's like when you're in the middle of a college football season. Like, you get to a point, and I think it's kind of this way for a lot of teams in a lot of different sports. You get to a point where you just go, you are what you are. Like, you are what your record says you are. You are what your stats say you are. And it's obviously, you know, with analytics and all these different numbers and things of that nature, it's sometimes it can be misconstrued. And sometimes the numbers aren't always a perfect indication of, you know, what a player is, what a team is, etc. But I mean, I think it's been long enough that we kind of know what Matthew Stafford is. Another one here, 97136. Stafford is at his highest level already. He is in his prime. I think this is the year he shows us if he is elite or not. See, I couldn't disagree more. Like, I remember this offseason, and everyone, and myself included, we were going, oh my gosh, have the Lions closed the gap on the Green Bay Packers? You know, are they now the team to beat in the NFC North? You know, have they done enough to this roster and this team? And for a second, I thought, okay, yeah, they'll be able to challenge, you know, the Packers and Aaron Rodgers, of course. But at this point, you know, the offensive line without Taylor Decker, not very good. There's no weapons. I'm sorry, I don't have great faith in Marvin Jones. Eric Ebron, no thank you. They didn't go out and get a running back like I thought they possibly could have. You know, is there really enough talent around Matthew Stafford that he's going to be able to take a step? I don't think so. Here's one of 97136. If you end up being wrong about Stafford, no one wants your apology. We want you to quit analyzing football and leave it to others. Okay. Is that because I didn't play the game? Or is it just because you don't like my opinion? Look, Matthew Stafford's been good. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and act like Stafford hasn't been a quality NFL quarterback, but you're also asking Stafford to take another step. Like, Jim Caldwell is assuming that Stafford's going to be even better than this. That's a lot to ask. Stafford's been pretty good. You know, you mean to tell me that he's just going to suddenly become an elite quarterback out of nowhere? It doesn't happen like that. You know, usually you're great or you're not. And it might take a couple of seasons, but not 9 years for you to finally, you know, make the transition from good NFL quarterback to elite. It's a long time. Usually you would have an indication of it happening probably a little bit sooner. At least I would think. But 248-539-9797. Take a text. Is it 97136? Again, Jim Caldwell says Matthew Stafford is on the rise. Are you buying that? Do you think there's actually better football to come for Matthew Stafford, or do you think that we've kind of already seen as much as he's going to be capable of? We'll get to a 4th of July question, and also, I want to get into something about what Kevin Durant and the Warriors ended up doing. Breaking news, obviously, Kevin Durant signing that 2-year, $53 million deal to stay with Golden State, turning down a significant amount of money. Like, we're talking about, you know, millions and millions of dollars that he turned down in order to stay in Golden State. I have a question for you. We'll get to that coming up. 248-539-9797. It's the Bogey and Wojo Show, 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.